Blog Talk Radio.
What up, everyone? Happy Friday Eve to you. Welcome to the Cave Show at PLR. This is PLR, and we've got a ton of stuff to go today, a lot of things to get into. Heads up real quick, let me get this out there. I am not at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. I apologize. I will be there actually on Monday. I had a scheduling conflict this morning, so I was unable to make it. I do apologize. But I will be there Monday for sure. Actually, I will be there a little bit later today for a little while. Unfortunately, I will not be able to do a live show, but I'll be there editing if you want to stop by and say hello. I'll be the one with the mask and then puff and then mask and then back and forth. But anyway, as of right now, the show is not coming to you live from Maduro's, although it will be on Monday, so I do apologize. Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. So now we're at 25 members of the NBA that have tested positive for coronavirus. Like I said, I think the NBA kind of had this in the plans already, but that number is starting to grow. Jose Quintana, former White Sox pitcher, now Cub pitcher. We have to talk about what happened to him. And I got some sound for you, some more sound. From Coach Monty Williams of the Phoenix Suns yesterday, with him talking about how they're going to be ready and ready to go in a bubble. We did have a meeting today with DeAndre Ayton. It was right up against the start of Showtime, so that sound is not yet available, but I will have it tomorrow. And then one of my peers, very respected, Eileen Carrasco, asked a really good question to our panel about the fear of COVID if you're getting tested before a game. So I'm going to play that along with her question, a full question, so you can hear it outright, and we'll get all that done as well. And like I said, this is the Cave Show at PLR. This is PLR. It is Friday Eve, and I am happy to be here with you. We are brought to you, even though I'm not there right now, we're brought to you by the one, the only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Get on down there. Let them know that PLR sent you 10% off of your cigar purchase. You can become a club member. Get a locker backs directly up to a humidor. Never let your sticks go bad while they are there. You can also beer and wine once the bar restrictions are lifted. COVID-19, a whole new set of rules. But with that membership, you do get access to the members lounge. You can go back there, sit down, and relax, watch one of the many televisions they have up. They will, for a fact, have all the games coming on when sports restarts. Right now, they are showing the UFC stuff and the golf and all that, but baseball, basketball, football will all be shown once everything is back. Now, if you can't make it down there, don't worry. Feel free to go online to Stogie World. STOAGIEworld.com, and you can get your order shipped to you. Orders usually ship out within the same day, so no fears there. Again, that's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Like I said, let them know that PLR sent you, and you'll get 10% off your cigar purchase. So I want to hop right in, and I want to talk Phoenix Suns and his NBA coming back. First, I want to take it from an NBA standpoint. 25 players have tested positive for coronavirus. Now, all the players haven't been named, and they're not going to name them all. If the players want you to know, they will. There are crazy things in this world called HIPAA laws, so everyone just can't come out and say exactly what the problem is. So the NBA has planned for this, and in saying that, I still have to be real careful with this, because even though the NBA has planned for players and new players would be testing positive for coronavirus, the goal was to push this out to the 31st. Players start reporting next week, the 13th. So by the time they get there and they get quarantined and they go through all the protocols, by the time they actually step out for the two or three preseason games, warm-up games that they have before everything kicks off, technically, by then, they'll be cured of coronavirus. If that's the case, then everything should proceed, because everyone inside the bubble by then will have been tested and will have been cleared and will be ready to go. And if that's the case, everyone is cleared and ready to go, then you don't have that same worry about anyone contracting the virus, because theoretically, everyone in the bubble has already been cleared to play. So that's the upside. The fear will always be how this virus travels. Listen, this is crazy. Now, you got a whole bunch of naysayers out there. I saw Yahoo today talking about having a coronavirus party. There are some nuts that are making a bet. They're going to bring in someone with coronavirus, and the first person to get it after that, they're going to throw money in a pot. You win the money from the pot. So there's a whole bunch of stupid things, people playing with their lives. But the NBA isn't doing that. They're trying to make sure there's always that chance. What if one of the Disney workers, come in and they have it, and even though negative, you can actually still be positive. But the NBA, you've got to give them credit for this. They are trying to make an environment where no one will have to worry about that. Now, that's still going to be on the back of everyone's mind when they're playing ball a little bit, you would think, because this virus has killed 128,000 people. That's a lot of folks. The United States has over 2 million people infected. So when you have 25 people of the NBA tested positive, that number doesn't really seem that outlandish. So the one thing that the NBA is doing, like I said, they're trying to create the safest environment. So what comes from that is teams now, they're trying to free the teams up and free their minds up, so then that way all they have to do is concentrate on playing basketball. Now, obviously, their minds will still be diverted, because they're going to have family, they're going to have loved ones, they're going to have friends that may not be in the bubble, and they're still going to have to worry about them. And the thing is, once you're in, you're in. You can't go out and come back in. Yesterday, we all had an opportunity, the media here in Phoenix had an opportunity to catch up with Monty Williams. And this is what he said about playing in a bubble. And because everything in a perfect world, everything goes right, you're not worried about the coronavirus once you start playing. And he said, the Suns aren't going down there just for the sake of going down there. In fact, let me see, I wrote down one of his quotes because I thought it was just utterly classic. He talked about how they're not just going down there to mess around at all. This is a true business trip in every sense of the word. And they're gonna approach it as such. They're going to approach it as such. He said, we're going out and win games, not rise face mountain. This is Gladiator Braveheart stuff. So Monty's tuned in. But instead of me paraphrasing everything, why don't we just hear from Monty directly?
I mean, as badly as I want to win games, I think I have to err on the side of caution as it relates to minutes. And so I don't want to put Devin or Ricky right out the gate playing 36 to 38 with Book and, you know, 30 to 34 with Ricky. And so I think if you cut their minutes down with the idea that you're trying to win every game, I think those extra minutes will give guys a chance to play a little bit more than they would in a normal situation. We're going to have three exhibition games also, and that should give us a chance to bump against other teams, and that'll, you know, settle the dust as well. We'll get a chance to evaluate and look at different combinations and some of the wrinkles that we want to implement and some ideas that James and his staff have given us. So I think, you know, competition, in my opinion, always sets the deck. And we're going to compete, and then we'll get a chance to play against other teams before we start, and that'll help me evaluate.
And that was based on, that was head coach Monty Williams, Phoenix Suns. That was based on a question I asked him about. Everyone's healthy now. Everyone is healthy with the exception of Kelly Oubre. So what I wanted to know was, now that you have everyone back healthy, obviously with the exception of Kelly, roles will change. Roles will differ a little bit because you're going to have guys playing and doing different things. How are you going to divvy up those minutes, and how long will it take them to get comfortable with those minutes being divvied up differently? You know, now you have a healthy Aaron Baines back and a healthy DeAndre Ayton and a healthy Frank Kaminsky and a healthy Cam Johnson, Mikal Bridges. So you're going to have a bunch of players back, but you got to divide those minutes up. And my question was, how do you divide those minutes up? He also touched on Cameron Payne, who the Suns recently signed. Cameron Payne wasn't just a signing for the sake of signing. Cameron Payne played for him when he was with Oklahoma. And like he said, nothing's promised to him. He's going to have to earn every minute that he gets. But here's a guy that even though he's young, he has playoff experience. So all that stuff is going to help when you're getting into that push, that drive. So as I'm setting up this question again, I want you to listen again to what Monty Williams said about playing in this bubble and attacking the games and attacking the minutes. And I really want you to focus on the first part of this as I play it again, because he's talking about the minutes, Devin Booker.
I mean, as badly as I want to win games, I think I have to err on the side of caution as it relates to minutes. And so I don't want to put Devin or Ricky right out the gate playing 36 to 38 with Book and, you know, 30 to 34 with Ricky. And so I think if you cut their minutes down with the idea that you're trying to win every game, I think those extra minutes will give guys a chance to play.
You hear that? You want to cut their minutes down. That will give other guys minutes to play while at the same time winning. I mean, if we're just real about this, the Suns almost have to win out. They almost have to win out just to get a shot. But this is the type of experience a young team needs. This is the type of experience that they need to get out there, play hard, and do the things you need to show that you're growing as a team. My man Cam Cox was on yesterday from NBC 12 out here in Phoenix, and he said that. He said this will give them an opportunity to show what they are about. Are they the same old Suns? Or are they the new Suns that are going to play hard every night, that are not going to take nights off? The thing that we saw about this team that we hadn't seen in previous years, and every team is going to get a butt kicking. Every team is. There's going to be one or two nights of the year. It's just not your night. Nothing is falling for you. and everything has fallen for them. But at the competition level, this team was different this year. They never had that look of, oh, crap, here we go again. Never. So now they have a real opportunity to keep showing that mettle that they've been playing with this whole year so far. Will they continue it? That's the key. That is the key. And honestly, I think they will. I think they will continue to show that same mettle. DeAndre Ayton, and I'll have the sound for you tomorrow, ask him straight up, are you going as well with, you know, the media is pretty much picked against you. So are you going in there relaxed, or are you going in there ready to shut everybody up? They're pretty much going in there to shut everybody up. So I'm curious to see what happens from here. Monday, we're going to have an opportunity to speak with James Jones. He's in charge of basketball operations, VP with the Suns. So we'll have a chance to catch up with him on Monday. Looking forward to that conversation as well. It's getting close, y'all. I know it's 29 days away, but it really feels like it's getting close. Hey, let's step away, take care of a couple bills. We'll be right back. And we're going to have a question from Eileen Carrasco. She's got a testing question that she's going to ask, or rather that she asked to our panel of professional athletes over the weekend. We'll do that. We'll get that teed up. We'll take care of that right after this. This is a Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
This is Elio Cobo with the Phoenix Suns, and I'm in the Cave with PLR.
Bombs and birdies, baby. Bombs and birdies. That's all it's about.
Every time I hear Richard Science say bombs and birdie, it just cracks me up. Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. It is Friday Eve. It's Thursday. And every time I say Friday Eve, I get this just feeling of relaxation. Absolutely just comes over you. And you're like, oh, thank you. Thank you. But with that being said, still a lot of stuff to get into. Don't forget, you can check us out as a replay every day at 3 o'clock. On KSRN, make sure you download the app from your Apple App Store, or you can peep it out on the Google Play Store as well. So over the weekend, like I said, we've got so much sound from this. This is crazy. We had an esteemed panel on talking sports in the COVID area. And like we had Chucky Brown and Smith, Jim Leyritz, Jamel Fleming. And one of my peers, she's very good at what she does. Her name is Eileen Carrasco. She asked a question in regards to COVID and playing sports. And I'm going to play their answer, but I'm also going to play the question in full.
Well, I know we were talking about a little bit about the COVID testing before showing up to the arena, the field, wherever you're at. And some of them say that you can't even go back until you test negative twice. I know some teams, some sports, rather than others, are going to run out of players, you know, sooner. Maybe have to put in a mascot if there's any. But what would you be more afraid of, you as a player, going into the arena, getting tested positive for Corona, or missing the rest of the season you worked so hard for?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I think from a baseball standpoint, because we're so used to playing so many games,
mm-hmm.
having it be a 60-game season, you're already in the mindset that, oh, my God, this is going to just go by in a heartbeat. If I miss any time, I might be screwing myself for next year, because a lot of guys – it's going to hurt guys that are more than are on the last year of a contract or the young player coming up who's trying to get a roster spot, because he's not going to have – that amount of time to be able to make mistakes, to be able to do things that he normally would have over 162 game schedule. So I think that's going to be a difficult time for the as far as the baseball side goes.
And that voice you heard was the one that only Jim Leyritz answered that question. And he had a really good point. And we've heard from Troy Lovello, the manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks, say you almost have to have a shorter string this year. In 162 games, you can give guys a chance to break out of a slump. And every game is important, but if you lose a game in May, you can make that game back up. If you lose three or four games now in a row, you go on a three or four game losing streak, you may not come back from that. And you got to put it in perspective like this. If you lose four games in a row in May, but you put together a 10-game winning streak in July, you know, you have a month stretch to get it together. You're 10-4 if you just look at that microcosm of 14 games, and you're fine. If you lose four games in a row in early August, you may not have time to win those 10 games in a row and get them back in September. So with every game being so important, you just don't have that luxury. Now, the one thing that Jim said, which made a lot of sense too, when you get to the financial aspect, guys in their contracts, that's really going to be a big difference. If you're in the last year of your contract, let me ask you this. Are you better suited to tap out or to play? How are clubs going to look at you and your numbers if you don't play well? Will they be held against you? And I'm going to go to one guy in particular, and that's Giancarlo Stanton. He's a notorious slow starter. But as the weather heats up, he generally heats up. Now, here's the guy making a boatload of money, so he's not worried about it. But if you're a guy who's up for a contract, you can't afford a slow start. Are you going to come out of the gate pressing? Because Ed Smith said it best, baseball is the most individualized team sport ever. Yeah, technically, you're on a team. Yeah, technically, you're doing what you need to do to help the team win. Mean more for your contract probably than any other sport. If you're an interior defensive lineman in football and they got tape on you and you're commanding a double team and a guy that tips you every time, and that frees up your ends to do the things that they do. It frees up your linebackers to do the things that they do. If that's all happening, you don't have to have 30 sacks for you to get paid. Because you're doing your job, I just said because you're doing your job, you're freeing up everybody else to do theirs and to excel. But in baseball, when it's time to get paid, you don't get paid on sacrificed bunts. You don't get paid on advancing the runner. You don't get paid on how many times you made contact, which may have moved runners over. You get paid on RBIs. You get paid off of home runs. You get paid off of hits. You get paid off of all the statistical categories that show how good you are. So it's different. That's why baseball is the most individualized team sport. And if you are off to a slow start, you're hurting your pocket. You know, it brings me back to when college players first started sitting out bowl games so they wouldn't get hurt before they played or got drafted in the NFL. And I remember one coach saying, it's selfish. It should be about the team. And it made me think, if that kid gets injured and he blows X amount of dollars because he got hurt playing a bowl game for the quote-unquote team and for the quote-unquote university, and we're not talking about a national championship game, we're talking about, you know, the Bonsai Bowl or the Kirkland Bowl or the Sam's Club Bowl, is that coach going to supplement the difference in his contract? Is that coach going to be so unselfish that he says, you know what? You know what, son? You got hurt taking it for the team. I appreciate it. So now that you're out of college, I know I can give you some kickback. You took it for the team. You got hurt taking it for the team. You probably lost about $4 million. So I'm going to go ahead and make that $4 million up. Check your Venmo later. You know that's not going to happen. You absolutely positively know that's not going to happen. So now if you're a baseball player, you have to stop and think the same thing. If I get off slow, what if I get off slow and I contract the Rona? Now I'm done, and this is what I have left. And if you think teams aren't going to hold anything, everything against them, you are out of your mind. When it's time for a contract, the memories get real long. And we don't even know the state that we're going to be in sports. We don't even know if fans are going to be able to come back in. That's income. That's lost income. Billionaires didn't become billionaires by losing money. Just doesn't happen. So I'm really curious to see how this shakes out. Everything is just one big question mark. Everything goes in that, we're going to have to see how that shakes out. Everything is in that box. Everyone has put everything in that, we'll have to see how that shakes down box. And some other news. Jose Quintana, ex-White Sox, got traded to the Cubs. When he got traded to the Cubs, I was like, what the hell are we doing? Why? But he hasn't really, and now he is going to be out. Yeah, minor surgery. It's always minor surgery when it's someone else's, right? On his thumb because he cut his hand while washing the dishes. Mr. Quintana, hire you someone to wash your dishes the rest of the season. Hey, we're about to jump out of here, but before we do, this just came across the waves not that long ago. Before the national anthem is played on week one of the NFL season, Lift Every Voice and Sing will be played. That is basically known as the Black People National Anthem. So they are attempting to do something. I am curious as hell to see the shakedown from this, because you know there are going to be some people that are going to have a real issue with that. I can't wait to see that blowback. I don't think it's hit everywhere yet. Twitter hasn't lit up yet. I can't wait. There is someone at Fox News losing their ever-loving mind right now. I'm sure the Whitlocks, the Outkicks, they're going to have fun with this. The Candace Owens, all of them, just wait. Twitter is going to light up. They're appeasing. I can't wait, because the woke media political yada, yada, yada is infringing upon our ability to watch football. And they're going to play this along with our country's national anthem. How dare they? I can't wait. They're going to do it before every week one games. It's going to be either performed live or played before every week one game. Can't wait. Bart Scott, thank you. Can't wait. Pay one more bill. Let's come back and let's wrap this bad boy up. You could probably hear the smile on my face behind that.
Bombs and birdies, baby. Bombs and birdies. That's all it's about.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Thank you for joining us today on The Cave Show at PLR. This is PLR. We will be back tomorrow, ready to roll, ready to end this week, ready to end this long, short weekend. It's the most, when holidays fall on Saturday, I feel like we're cheated. This takes away from the 3-day weekend for a lot of people. But we will be back here Friday. We'll be back here Monday. Sorry that Michelle Rosado could not join us today. We have bumped her to Monday. So we will be ready to roll with that on Monday. Everyone have a great Thursday, a great Friday Eve. Be safe. Make sure you're following us on all the social media platforms, on the Twitter, on the Instagram, on the Facebook, at the Sports Cave. Cave is with the K. TheSportsCave.com is our website. Again, Cave is with the K. And, of course, you can get me directly at PLR on sports, on the Twitter. Got a lot of good stuff up. Got some quotes from DeAndre Ayton's video meeting with us a little bit earlier. So make sure you're checking all that stuff out. Thank you for joining us. I'm going to let the Mighty Temptations take us out today. This has been The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Mm-hmm.